Well, good afternoon. It's time for our classic car chat with Al, except I'm Bernie. It's brought to you by JDR Seeds. And the reason that I'm hosting today is because we're going to talk to Al about your cars. Al, you have, well, I know you have several different vintage cars, but today we just picked one.
Correct.
Maybe we'll do another one another time, but we've picked this one. You have a 1962 Studebaker Lark.
Yes, it's a huge project restoration. This car has a story behind it.
Okay, you said we. Who's helping you?
My son, Christopher.
Okay.
I could not do this without him. He's the mechanical brains. It's up for Dad to kind of figure out how to pay for all this, of course.
But... of course. Dad gets to spend the money, but he gets to do the fun stuff and the work on it.
Right. He is a mechanic by profession, so he does know what he's
doing.
Yeah, and we do this together, and we have a lot of fun working on the projects together.
It's a neat father-son activity.
It really is.
Now, you said this car has a story behind it. Tell me your story.
Correct. Well, this 1962 Studebaker Lark was purchased by my dad, brand new, in 1962. As a family, we drove over to Spencer. I was 10 years old. We purchased this new car, brought it back from Spencer. My dad was always a Studebaker man, so it had to be a Studebaker, as long as they were made, until they went out of business in like 1967. So we bought this car, and my dad drove it for exactly 10 years. It was the first car I drove when I was 14, got my permit, first car that I actually had a chance to drive on the road.
Okay. Very special car to you. The first car you ever drove on the road.
A lot of special memories. And then the engine went bad in it, so my dad parked it. Basically, in 1972, he parked it, and it sat for many, many years in a shed, just sat and sat. We've always been interested in cars. I've always had an interest, my son, too. And we always said, wouldn't it be fun to restore this car someday? This would be just, we want to do this. Well, unfortunately, circumstances didn't work out. My dad passed away, and everything kind of had to be sold just the way it was. So this car got sold.
Oh.
And that was 10 years ago, actually 10 years ago right now.
Okay.
So we'd kind of given up on it. All these years go by, 10 years go by since it had been sold. The day of the open house, my 50th anniversary open house here, April 1st at KLGA.
Yes.
The gentleman that purchased this vehicle, who I had even kind of forgot, wasn't even sure of his name anymore or anything, you know, so many years had gone by, came in and he said, I'm the guy that bought that Studebaker from you. I instantly said, would you consider selling it back?
Okay.
Because with all the circumstances have changed, we have a little shop that we have, a little hobby shop going on where we can do these kind of things. I got his phone number. So a couple weeks later after the open house, I called him back and he had me come up on a Sunday morning and we did a little dealing and that kind of thing and looking around and so on. And so anyway, the car wound up going back to my son and I.
So you did get it purchased back. That's how you're restoring it now.
Yes. So now we're working on it and the restoration project is begun.
It's underway. So you've got, I'm sure there's quite a bit of work that needs to be done if it's, you know, on an older car like that to restore it. What have you guys been able to do so far?
Well, when we first got it, it had sat outside for 10 years. So, of course, it didn't look as nice and just wasn't as good as I had remembered it in my mind. And maybe I had remembered it better than it was even, you know.
You remembered the new car off the showroom.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Yeah. So, but yes, the wheels were frozen, would not turn at all. The motor locked up. Some mice had gotten into the interior, so that looking a little rough. And, of course, 10 years sitting outside, kind of rusty.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we're at. The first thing we decided to do was you have to have an engine that runs and get those wheels. Right now, we've got four good tires back on it. We've got brake work all done on it. And so we can actually now push the car around. It actually does roll.
It rolls now. That's good. You got everything unfrozen that way.
Patted herself on the back. That was a major accomplishment just to get that much done. Brake lines run, all that kind of stuff we've got already done. We've already started on some interior work on it, getting it spiffed up a little bit. Looks a little more presentable. The engine is being machined right now. In fact, I just spoke with the machine guy and he got me an estimate of parts and things like that. Just gave him the go ahead. And so we're progressing with a complete overhaul on the engine.
On the engine. So you'll have it, hopefully you'll have it running within a year or so? What are we thinking? Are you hoping sooner than that, I'm guessing?
We hoped. It's not going to look pretty yet or anything because that's a little ways down the road getting it to restoration, all that paint, et cetera. We're hoping that sometime, let's just say by Clay County Fair time, we'd like to have a car that we can actually back out of the shop.
Okay.
On its own power.
Under its own power, rather than the two-man power, huh?
Yes.
out the door. All right. Well, Al, that sounds like it's going to be a great car. Hope that you can keep updating us as we go through our weeks here, and maybe maybe by next year you'll be able to tell us how pretty it looks.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'd love to have it restored back to its original glory, I guess. It's silver metallic, by the way, and I want to keep it that original color. So
that'll be really nice to see once it's all completed. Well, Al, thank you for joining me on your show, which is, I know, a little odd to say, but it's, you know, we have to talk about your cars too, because you've got, and you, now, Dim, give me a list. You've got more than just this Studebaker.
Right. I have a 1979 Firebird. That is pretty well done. It's going to need, down the road, that one's going to need a repaint job. That's on our list. Down the road, maybe a couple of years, but it's going to need it. Last year, I did restore my 1981 Buick Regal G-Body Coupe. That one is all done. I do have another car, 1984 Dodge, and that's also work in progress. We got two car projects going at the same time. We're also working on that one.
Okay, well, we'll look forward to hearing all of the progress on all of your vehicles, and maybe you'll be able to bring them into town here and drive them around a little bit and show them off.
Fun project, partnership between my son and I, and we enjoy it. It's fun.
That's all what it's all about, enjoying the cars that you've got. Well, Al, I appreciate you stopping by the studios to talk on your own show, and have a great afternoon. This has been the Classic Car Chat, brought to you by JDR Seeds.